A brief period of warming will occur across the Midwest over the next day or two, and then we'll see a bit of a rainy pattern beginning to develop that will take us through the weekend and into next week. The rainfall that's coming for the region is likely to be significant enough to saturate the soil and cause some localized flooding possibly. This particular disturbance is actually going to end up being two storm systems put together as one event. The first event or the first round of precipitation will begin to impact the region as a cool front cuts through the region sometime on Wednesday and will take all the way into Friday morning to pass through the entire Midwest. But a new low pressure system will develop over the Delta and parts of Missouri after that frontal boundary becomes somewhat stationary, and the low pressure system will likely intensify and then move back to the north across the heart of the Midwest for a second wave of precipitation that will likely occur during the course of the weekend. A third low pressure system may develop again in the Delta and move to the northeast, passing through the eastern parts of Tennessee into parts of Virginia and the middle Atlantic coastal region, possibly impacting portions of Ohio as well. This third event will make the entire period from now until the middle part of next week one of the wetter periods that we've seen in a while across most of the Midwest. And rain totals during this one-week period could become somewhat significant for parts of the region. Rain totals could run 1 to 3 in local amounts to about 3.5 inches across parts of the Delta and maybe some of the Tennessee River Basin because of these three disturbances. The precipitation further to the north and west will be a lot lighter. We don't expect more than about 1/4 inch of moisture to occur in the upper Mississippi River Basin, and parts of the eastern Dakotas may be left mostly dry. The rest of the Midwest will probably see rain totals that will run from 1/4 to 3/4 inch, and some local totals getting upwards to around 1 inch. Now, the models have not been consistent in predicting these three little disturbances, and so we need to continue to watch the situation relatively closely, but we do believe a period of wet weather is certainly in store for each of these areas, including the southeastern states. High temperatures today will likely reach into the 60s and 70s across the lower Midwest, while 50s and some 40s occur in the northern parts of the region, but this will probably be the warmest day in the northwestern part of the region. Tomorrow we'll still see 60s and many 50-degree readings in the eastern two-thirds of the Midwest, but the temperatures in the upper parts of the region will likely be limited to the 20s and 30s tomorrow afternoon. As we go into Thursday and Friday, cooler air will overspread the rest of the region. We'll look for a lot of highs in the 40s and 50s with some 30s in the Great Lakes region. Our low temperatures at night are likely to run mostly in the 20s and teens in the northwestern Corn Belt beginning on Thursday morning, and the rest of the region will see temperatures cooling down into the 30s and some upper 20s. The coldest weather will likely occur as we go from Friday into Saturday, and we'll likely see the temperatures beginning to rebound already as we finish out the weekend and go into the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.